Lauren.
And we have a guest today, and her name is...
Chloe!
Hey!
Chloe's here to talk to us more about traveling on a budget in college, and also just, like, everything she's been up to, because it's been pretty cool. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're in your quarter life crisis.
Okay, I'm Chloe, I'm a junior at the University of Arizona. I study global studies, go figures, because I like to travel and learn about other cultures. That's pretty much what I'm up to right now. But I did grow up in a very, like, travel-heavy background with my family and was always raised to not be afraid of the world and to explore it, and I'm really thankful for that.
How are you currently in your quarter life crisis?
In my quarter life crisis, I think it's like kind of this balance between knowing when to go and when to stay, because I feel like I love to travel and I love to constantly be in new places and experience new things, but I also think it's like detrimental to the community that you're like trying to be a part of if you're always gone.
Yes.
And so it's kind of like incorporating, like, let's do stuff as a community together and go travel, or like do it over the breaks, or like just like figure out a balance with that, because I don't want to be the person's like, oh, she's always gone and she's like never there, because people start being like, oh yeah, like you were everywhere, and I was like, actually I was just in Phoenix, but like you know. So I don't want to be known as like the person that just like is everywhere. I want to be known as like Chloe, and she's a good friend, and, you know, and stuff like that. So
makes sense. You mentioned, I find this interesting because I think my parents raised me the same way, but you mentioned, like, you were raised to not be afraid of the world.
Yeah.
And, like, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So, my mom's family, they're all, like, generational missionaries in Peru. Mm-hmm. And so, like, from when I was in, like, kindergarten, I was, like, going to Peru, and I had, like, a little pet monkey, and, like, my baby pictures are, like, with monkeys, or, like, we have this, like, house in Mexico, which was kind of, like, our home away from home. Like, I grew up in, like, Scottsdale, Arizona, kind of this little bubble.
Yeah.
And my parents were like, no, this is not the real world. And so we'd kind of, like, escape almost to, like, Mexico. And I actually spent more of my childhood there than I did in the U.S., which is crazy. We would spend, like, 3 months there, a weekend back in the States, 3 months there. I almost went to school there, but they just, like, didn't have the stuff that we needed. But yeah, so I've always grown up, like, being in another country and not being like, oh, this is the world, this little bubble, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's similar for my parents, too. Because they, like, every time that they would go somewhere, they would always take me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like, this picture. When you said you have a picture of, like, a monkey on your shoulder, this picture came into my head of, like, I think we were in, like, Belize or somewhere, and I have, like, cornrows, and I'm holding a, like, baby alligator.
I think I've seen
and
that.
And I'm, like, like, 6 years old, and I got the rose. And
oh, my God. I have a picture with a monkey on my shoulder.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Amazon.
Take put them all together.
You're funny. That's cool, though, that your parents were like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, our parents were like that, too.
Yeah, and that's, like, very, like, much of a privilege, because there's many people who've never been out of the country, or maybe just to, like, a couple states, like, Arizona and California, and that's it.
Where have you been recently?
Recently, I just went to Germany. So I went to a Bible school in Germany my first year out of high school, and lived there for a year, and then I went to India for 3 months shortly after that. But my Bible school in Germany, like, contacted me and asked me to, like, come back to the school and welcome in the new students, and so it was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So obviously still in school at the U of A. Everyone's like, do you take the semester off? I'm like, no, but still went. So I took 2 weeks off of school, which is a lot when you're in college. Let my professors know, like, first day of school. And most of them were chill with it. But yeah, I got to go, and then, of course, while I was there, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go to Paris and Switzerland because I'm there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, when does someone get to do this? But it was a really sweet opportunity. I think it takes a certain kind of person to, like, go to those schools, and they're under the umbrella of, like, torchbearer schools. Mm-hmm. And so mine specifically was called Bodenseehof, and it's located in southern Germany, so it's on the border between Switzerland and Austria. So, like, from my dorm room, I could see, like, the Swiss Alps and Austrian Alps.
That's so
and you're
cool.
on this, like, big lake. Yeah, so yeah. It's, like, and you're in the heart of Europe. Like, everything is so close. And, like, I flew into Paris and then went to Germany. And it's, like, a 5-hour, 6-hour train ride just to Germany. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, a lot in Europe. Like, if you're going anywhere, like, six hours, they're like, whoa, that's really far. But, like, yeah, it's just crazy. Sometimes I would walk into Switzerland and, like, not realize it because they're, like, so close.
Wow.
And so, it's just a beautiful place, and there's, like, such beautiful people, and it's probably, like, honestly one of my favorite places, because I think, like, places are so pretty and, like, valuable and, like, cool to go to, but I think, like, the people is what, like, determines that place and makes it special.
Yeah. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. So, when you walked into Switzerland by mistake, they don't have border control, or, like, you can just do that?
They have open borders, for the most part, and so you never, like, you'll always take your, like, passport with you, but,
yeah.
like, usually they'll never check. I think, I've never had a problem with, like, going into another country and not being able to, but one time I was, like, on this, like, canoe on, like, the lake or whatever, and I didn't realize, but I guess I crossed the border on the lake, but it's, like, how do you draw, like, a border on this, like, into Switzerland, and, like, the Swiss police, like, on the, like, water, like, came over, and they were, like, you're in Switzerland now, like, all of a sudden, I was, like, oh, my gosh, like, I was, like, I'm so sorry, I just gotta go back, like, they weren't, like, you can't stay here, but they were just, like, just so you know, like, you just crossed into Switzerland, and I was, like, ooh, okay. Apparently you have to have, like, a boating license or something in Switzerland.
What?
Versus Germany, on the same lake. And so it's, like, okay.
That's so weird. Why would they make a border through the lake? Why wouldn't they just, like, go around
I
it
know.
Forever?
It's just, like, just communal. Just share it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree. That's wild.
But yeah.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Where else, like, list the places you've been.
I've been to 16 countries.
Dang.
And so I actually had someone ask me the other day, and so I wrote it down because sometimes it's hard to think of 16 countries. I've been to India, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Italy, France, Liechtenstein, which not a lot of people know about. It's kind of in between, like, Germany and Switzerland. It's, like, this really small town. There's basically just a gas station. But it's, like, its own country. And so it's crazy.
Weird.
It's called Liechtenstein, which is so funny. Mexico, obviously, talked about that. So, Peru, Cayman Islands, Canada. Except for Canada's just, like, America for the most part.
Sure, Canadians
yeah.
are like you say.
Yeah. I was like, there's some differences, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then England, Slovakia, Budapest, Bahamas, and Nepal.
Dang. I haven't been to a lot of those. I've been to Peru on that list, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go. Oh, and France and Italy.
So a lot of Europe and
mm-hmm.
some South America.
Too. Yeah, some South America, some just random. I forgot, like, the Cayman Islands and the Bahamas were, like, their own countries.
Yes. If you could go anywhere right now that you haven't been before, what would be your first choice?
Bali. I want to go to Bali so bad. It's been, like, on the top... Like, for so long, because it's, I think, I haven't really explored Southeast, like, Asia, really,
oh,
and so that's definitely, I want to do, like, a trip through there, but I need time. I can't just, like, do that over.
Yeah, like, for a week?
Yeah, and I would want to spend, like, at least 3 weeks traveling through there.
Ooh,
like that,
I'll go with you.
I know, I was like, let's plan it, let's go. Seriously.
Well, if you end up in Thailand and Southeast Asia... have friends there.
Yeah, because you've been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. Wild. But that's so cool. I really, my top place is India.
Really?
Yeah. When I graduate, I think I'm going.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. India is eye-opening.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Something I think you learn when you travel anyways is you're just, like, humbling.
Mm-hmm.
Not only going to, like, third world countries, but just, like, being, like, we get the rep as Americans, like, going into a room and being, like, the loudest one, yeah. and, like, look at me, I'm American, and, like, expect all these privileges and stuff because of, like, old, like, where we're from, but, and you definitely see that a lot when you're traveling, but I think it's, like, my approach is it, like, learning the culture and, like, being friends with the people, like, I'd rather stay with, like, someone's family than, like, an Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, something, like, everyone travels differently, and yeah. I think it's so funny. Like, people, some people like the hotel style where it's, like, we're away, we're just with the people that we traveled with, and then we'll explore. And then I'm all about, like, in the culture and, like, meeting people and, like, making friends in that place. Mm-hmm. But it's very humbling because you're, like, wow. Either, like, you're in some places where you're, like, wow, they have it, like, really hard. Or even just in some ways of just humbling being, like, okay, like, I don't know this language. I don't know anything about this country. And he's like, I'm nothing. I, like, give nothing to you. I can't give any, like, you know? And you're like, just help me. Out of the kindness of your heart.
I agree. I've been there. That's wild. One time when I was in Thailand, I was, like, completely on my own. It was my last day there. And I was in the middle of Bangkok. Trying to get a taxi back to my hotel, and up to this point, I had, like, taxi drivers that had, like, kind of spoken English, or I could, like, get them to understand where I needed to go, but I could not find a taxi driver that knew what was going on, and so this guy, like, thought that he knew what I needed, because I was trying to get back to a boat, and I was like, water, but he took me to the wrong water, and it was, like, a really expensive ride, and I, like, jumped out randomly, and I was like, gotta go, but, like, it was, like, such a stuck feeling, because I could not
speak
the language at all, and I had no idea where he was taking
like
me.
Like, hand signals, no,
yeah.
That way.
Yeah, that was wild.
So have you always stayed in other people's homes when you travel, then, or do you...
For the most part, going to my Bible school, like, in Germany, I met a lot of people from all around the world, because just in itself of, like, 100 students, there was, like, 13 or 14 countries, like, represented, and so, mm-hmm. like, that's cool, because you make a lot of connections, and you do this when you travel anyways, so that you're, like, oh, I have a friend who goes there, or, like, you're, mm-hmm. like, oh, I have friends in Thailand, so you, like, get in touch with them and stay with them. Mm-hmm. I'd say when I personally travel with friends or by myself, like, I aim to try to, like, stay with the host family. And it's just cheaper, too, also. But when I'm with my family, sometimes we have to, like, get an Airbnb or something like that. Yeah. But I like Airbnbs a lot, actually. Yeah. They're really sweet.
You had a sick one in Colorado.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Cool. Telluride. I was just like...
Oh, I love Telluride.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's funny because I think I've traveled less inside the U.S. than outside the U.S.
Me too.
But the U.S. is great. Like, there's definitely some places I still want to go. But people are like, why don't you explore your own country? I'm like, I don't know. Like, there's exciting things elsewhere. I don't know.
So, do you want to do... I think maybe you mentioned this, but do you want to do anything in the future with traveling, or, like, what's your future goal?
Yeah, I want to do, like, my goal is to do ministry, and I would love to do international ministry. I think when I feel the closest to God is when I'm traveling and when I'm in other cultures, and I think I just appreciate his creation in, like, a whole new way, and just, like, I feel at peace in, like, myself and, like, who I was created to be. And I think the Lord has called me to reach, like, across cultural, like, boundaries and internationally. And so, which is also kind of scary. So I'm like, wait, what? But so, whether that's working with, like, a nonprofit organization or one that has, like, a base in the U.S. that, like, travels out, I'm, like, really open to that. Or even just, like, using photography to, like, fund that or, like, fund travels or... Lately, I've been thinking about being a flight attendant, actually,
really?
Because it's kind of like,
you get to travel.
Yeah, you get to travel and
you can
get
take someone
free.
With you.
Yeah, and so, but I don't know. We'll see. The Lord knows.
That's very true. And you could, like, switch it up a lot, too. That's so cool, though.
That's true.
Very cool.
You could be a pilot.
I know. That's what my grandpa always tells me. He's like, you went to college. Why would you be... offensive to flight attendants, but I was like, he was like, why would you be a flight attendant if you went to college, just be a pilot? But I'm like, both of them, you don't really need a college degree. So I'm like, grandpa. But
grandpa.
He's funny. I'll see him soon. He's coming in from Peru, which is exciting.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. He's cool. He's got a lot of stories.
Where in Peru does he live?
So my mom's family, they're all from Pucallpa, which is like on the Ucayali River, which is like right on in the heart of the Amazon. And so like,
dang.
Yeah, it's like they're on the Amazon River in this like little town, and it's just like straight, it's like pure jungle. Like everywhere you go, like the dirt and like the like thick forest and the bugs and the snakes, like everything is just like, you're really in it. Like, you're really in it. Like, it's not like there's, like, a nice place to escape to. Or like, you're like, no, this is it. This is where I am. Like, I'm in this village. And, like, my mom grew up there. And so...
That's wild.
It's crazy hearing, like, stories about that. Or just, like, just, like, random things. Like, for her birthday one year, she got an inflatable from the U.S. Like, one of those things to, like, put in your pool, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And so she put it on the river because, like, they don't have a pool. And... she was in the middle of the river, and these pink dolphins, because the Amazon has pink dolphins, came up and was, like, bumping her, like, and she was, like, like, freaking out, like, it's just, like, oh, that would only happen, like, in Peru, you know, and, like, she went to a really small school of, like, 5 kids, because it was, like, a military base there. Now they have, like, a better school there. But, like, there was 5 kids in her class, and she was, like, the rebel. And so, like, she hated her teacher. And so she took a mango and wrote, like, Mr. G, like, sucks, like, in mango, like, on thing. But then, she did it on, like, a Friday. And over the weekend, the mango juice, like, molded. So instead of being, like, this faint, like, orange, it was, like, this bright green. And she's in a class of, like, 1 of 5 people. Like, everyone knows it's, like, her. Like, just funny stuff like that. Like, never wore shoes, took the pecky pecky to school, drove the little boats. Yeah. So,
that's crazy. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I've never been to Peru, but I really want to.
Yeah,
like I want to go to Machu Picchu and
just
walk through it while you still can.
Yeah,
because like, isn't it gonna? Like I thought I heard that they're trying to make it like cut off to the people within however many years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I've heard that too. You can also do like the Inca Trail too, which is like the backpacking trip up to it. Yeah.
I took the train up and then the bus to Machu Picchu, but I really want to go back and backpack.
Yeah, that's what I did too. Yeah. And it's also like such high elevation.
Yeah.
Which people don't realize. And I was like walking up to the ruins and I'm like dying. Yeah. Literally dying. I just got off like the bus together. And I'm next to this girl and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm dying. And she's like, I've been walking for 4 days. And I was like, okay. I was like, I have no reason to complain. And she was like huffing it like up there, but then I was like, you get up there and then you look nasty, and then you're like, and you want to take a picture, like, no, but it would be an experience for sure. I think it'd be really cool.
I want to go.
Let's all go. That's what's cool is like traveling a lot is just like you think these places are so far off and you'll never get to go there, and people are just like, oh, I don't have money, it's like a dream. But it's like, no, if you plan it and like save your money and work towards it, like
you can make
go.
It pretty affordable.
Yeah. I think anyone can go, like pretty much anyone.
My mom told me she'd take me to Peru as a graduation present if I don't go there like beforehand.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, why would I go beforehand if
you
take me like as a
free trip? Take advantage of that.
That's cool. So, are you planning on traveling anywhere soon?
Soon? Well, I'm going to Mexico for Thanksgiving, but my family, like, always does that.
Cool.
And then, hopefully, in the spring, I'll be, like, visiting some friends at different colleges, like, in Seattle and Denver and hopefully Boston. Mm-hmm. But that's just, like, in the U.S. I really want to go... maybe not this year, but next year, I really want to go to Australia for Color Conference with Hillsong, which is, like, their women's conference. My friend goes to school there, and it's her last year, like, next year, and so I really, I would go this year, but because it's like always usually lands on our spring break, but I'd like to spend a little bit more time in Australia if I would, you know?
Because it's such a long flight and an expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
Longer than a week would be nice.
Yeah. But nowhere out of the country within the next semester that I know of for that. Sometimes things come up. But this summer, I think I'm going to Guatemala, which is cool with the study abroad thing. Which I wasn't excited about, but now I'm kind of getting excited about it.
Why weren't you excited about it?
I was just like, I've been to Latin America, like, a lot with my family, and so I wanted to go somewhere different, you know, like Bali or Australia or, like, stuff like that. But I think Guatemala, I've, like, never been in, like, Central America, so I think it'll be really cool.
It'll be cool to live there for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long will you be there?
I'll be there for, like, the program starts, like, the middle of June and then goes to, like, August 4th. So it's pretty much like all summer.
Yeah. Dang. Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
So, good things ahead.
Okay. Thanks for coming on our podcast, Chloe. That was super awesome, and your travel seems super cool, and I can't wait to see what you do next. And let's travel together.
Yes.
That'd be dope. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right, so we'll plug our social media and then we're going to say bye.
So you can follow us on Instagram at podcast.qlc, and then that's also our email, but at gmail.com. And then we also have Facebook, which is also podcast.qlc, or
it's
is it Quarter
Life
Crisis? Quarter Life Crisis.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. See you next week.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.